In the heart of the KU campus in Lawrence, excavators are digging through piles of concrete and twisted metal. This rubble used to be old student apartment housing, but a new science facility is planned for this spot. Chancellor Bernadette Gray Little told lawmakers this week that new housing and science facilities are badly needed.
First, our science facilities, which were built before we put a man on the moon, are out of date at best, and at worst, they are obsolete. And the truth is that many high schools have better basic science facilities than we have at the University of Kansas.
To do this, KU formed a public-private partnership that issued more than $300 million in bonds for construction. KU will pay to lease the buildings using revenue generated from the facilities, efficiencies, and enrollment growth. Gray Little says this model allows them to take on the project with no state tax dollars.
And by bundling the various project components, and by using public-private partnership model, we have saved millions of dollars for KU students and families.
But KU did not get the approval of lawmakers for the plan, and some legislators say they actively dodged oversight. Republican Representative J.R. Clays referenced Star Trek when spelling out his concerns.
KU is flying the Starship Enterprise through our statutes, trying to avoid a transparent process that's accountable to taxpayers and students both.
Republican Senator Michael O'Donnell blasted KU over the financing system, where bonds were issued through the state of Wisconsin. But he was quick to point out that his criticism is not because of a grudge against the school. He took out his wallet during a committee meeting.
And I would like to pull out my Interest Bank debit card, which is a Jayhawk. Use it every day. I love KU, but this is just flagrant.
KU responded by saying they met with a state committee multiple times and the Kansas Board of Regents also had oversight. An attorney for KU, Jeff Gans, says they wanted to issue the bonds through Kansas, but they could not because of certain facilities in the project. He says issuing the bonds through Wisconsin helped them keep the project on track and beat a possible rate increase.
And we believed and we were advised, frankly, that the longer we went on, the more likely higher and higher interest rates would be required. And of course, when the interest rates go up, the project becomes more expensive.
Gans tried to calm some lawmaker concerns. He says the bonds are set up to insulate the state from any liability. That was not enough to satisfy Republican Representative Mark Rose.
Whether you want to call it lease payments or whatever, it's on state property. It's going to be ultimately the state responsible. However they want to try to frame it, it still comes back to the taxpayer.
Both chambers are now considering sanctions on KU. The Senate plan would block KU from making the lease payments they owe. Democratic Representative Barbara Ballard, who also works at KU's Dole Institute, says lawmakers are coming down too hard on KU. They've urged universities to find ways to build facilities without tax dollars, but now KU might be punished for that.
If you want to teach them a lesson, then I think we have to be very careful going out saying, get creative, find your own funding, because the state doesn't have the money that they're going to give you.
After hearing from KU officials, Republican Senator Tom Arpke was not swayed. He still supports his proposal that would block KU from making payments on the project.
Yeah, I'm tickled pink that we're going to have some nice new things on the KU campus. I'm just concerned about where the dollars are going to come from and that the process, I don't think, was followed correctly.
Arpke's provision is in the Senate's version of the budget. The full chamber will debate that bill later today. House members voted yesterday to exempt KU Med from their proposal, but the rest of KU would still face spending restrictions under the House budget. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.